You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A semi caught fire on an I-94 on-ramp in Racine County this morning. It didn't spread to the rig, but was contained to the wheel and brake areas. The driver wasn't hurt. The Merton Millpond Dam in Waukesha County is in a level 2 emergency state due to a high risk of failure. DNR officials say they're trying to reinforce it and are warning residents in the Bark River area to monitor water levels. That's in northern Waukesha County. Democrat Mitchell Berman, a VA nurse from Racine County, has entered the competitive 1st District Congressional race. Berman joins other Democrats Randy Bryce and Gage Stills, along with independent Adam Fulmer, in trying to unseat Style. The Kenosha County Fair starts today in Wilmot. Staff from various county departments will be available to assist visitors with questions about services. There's dirt track racing tonight at the grandstand. Burlington will dedicate a new Underground Railroad historical marker downtown at the end of next month. It's an effort to honor the city's role in aiding escaping slaves. And two with Caledonia Police, officers Sarah Hanley and Kelsey Burnside, were honored recently for their work in helping a seriously injured patient. Ascension All Saints recognized their efforts after a July 2024 accident on County Highway V. They helped save a man who was flown away for treatment and has since made a full recovery. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with 5 home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his 9th home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Jays. NFL. The word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know, until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week, and then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays versus Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kreggers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about 3/4 of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complemented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high in the upper 70s to right around 80 this afternoon. There may be a little more of that hazy smoke from wildfires out there again today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.